Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that down through the years, the Beef Council's had a great relationship with family physicians in the state of Oklahoma, and that relationship has continued here in 2019. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, family physicians are an extremely important group to us. And so we recently sponsored Dr. Donald Lehman, who is a leading protein researcher, for a presentation at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Summer Convention. His topic focused on the importance of protein in the diet and balancing with carbs in a healthy way. It was very, very well received. Additionally, staff also participated in the trade show where they had the opportunity to visit with multiple physicians and provide them with Beef Checkoff funded materials.
Participation in this event, a part of Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts to educate health professionals from physicians to dietitians about the science of beef nutrition and the benefits of the nutrients of beef. Learn more about the Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Now, today's cattle markets and hog markets were quite exciting here as we had the feeder cattle close up. $3.97 on August, which was $142.87. That's the highest we've been in over a month. September, $4.37 higher after being limited up briefly. They closed at $143. So all the contracts are in the low 140s which is a really good sign today. Live cattle contracts were up, not quite as much as feeders, but were up here. We had the August live cattle, which is the front month, $1.97 higher at $108.12. That was roughly $2.20 off the low. October's up $1.90. So across the board, we had quite a bit of strength on feeder cattle and live cattle. And then hogs caught the rally as well. We were up the limit in August and October and December. Quite strong there. The July are up $1.30 at $71.37. So rippling through all the meat markets here, the thing is higher. There are, of course, several contributing factors here. Midday, we made new highs here for this move on the feeder cattle, and that caused some additional short covering, so people were buying it. Also, trend following funds adding to some length down here as it made new highs. And then, of course, the African swine fever continues to be such a huge impact on the hog market globally, and they're continuing to find more cases over in China.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
A mixed day for grains here. We had corn 5 to 6 cents lower. Wheat was under quite a bit of pressure, 6 to 10 lower, and then beans were unchanged to 5 cents higher. Cotton futures were under quite a bit of pressure here today, down about 2 cents out in December. Several things going on. We've got some pretty favorable weather, it seems like, for the corn and beans growing season. Winter wheat harvest is moving along nicely. Doesn't look like there's any real threat there and over in Russia. Their harvest is starting a little bit earlier. They had a little bit drier weather than normal, but it looks like throughout the Black Sea region, they're going to produce an excess crop this year. And, of course, as the harvesters move through Kansas, that crop is pretty good, too. So, globally, we're not running out of wheat, and that's pressuring the market, along with the USDA report on Friday, which is expected to show a decent wheat production number. It looks like the average guess for wheat production here for all winter wheat or all wheat was 1.908. In June, they said 1.903. So it's getting a little bit bigger. Hard red winter wheat's expected just under 800 million bushels. Last month was 794. So it looks like things are going pretty good. Of course, this Thursday mid-morning report's a huge wild card, and nobody really knows what the USDA is going to do overall. So a lot of eyes watching that report Thursday morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.